Sure, actor Bruce Campbell has never won an Oscar like Sean Penn, and he's never starred in a blockbuster like Harrison Ford, and he's never been named People's Sexiest Man Alive like Carl Castle. But he has had a duel to the death with his own demon-possessed hand. When the star of such classic works of cinema as the Evil Dead movies, plus Bubba Hotep and a dozen other works of low-budget genius, joined us in February of 2009, along with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt, and Paul Prevenza, we asked him how he got his start working with his college buddy, the director, Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi, of course, has gone on to make big Hollywood movies, but his first big movie was The Evil Dead, which is a great cult classic.
A B-movie, yes.
And you and Sam Raimi go off into the woods, and you make this low-budget zombie movie in which you play the hero and the sole survivor, Ash. Is his name, right?
Yeah, but you know, it wasn't actually a college movie like most people think. The investors just recently got a check that puts them we calculated about 30 times their original investment.
There you go. Mm.
People can laugh all they want, but there are about 16 people in Michigan who love B movies.
I bet. Just to give people a flavor of Evil Dead, there's a famous sequence in which your hand becomes infected by the zombie bug, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it gets attacked, so his hand gets possessed. And it beats him up in a kitchen. So there's a lot of broken dishes and plates. And
your own hand beats you up. You then you chop off your own hand with a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw, because that's the handiest thing at the time.
It's right there.
That's where you find it, right in the kitchen.
Anybody would do the same.
And then you attach the chainsaw to the stump of your arm.
Right, because if you don't have a hand, then you got to have something. And if you're fighting beasts, you really got to cut to the chase and put the chainsaw so that the other hand can use the shotgun.
Right.
You got both legs for kicking, so you're good to go. The occasional headbutt, you got about 8 weapons right there. But if you run out of gas, there's a big problem.
So Sam Raimi went on to make, among many other movies, the three big Spider-Man movies, and you have a cameo role in all of them, right?
Now, when you say cameo, I would challenge that.
All right.
I would go with pivotal.
Pivotal, yes.
Well, because, you know, I've been in all three of them. In the first Spider-Man, I named the character.
Right. Just to explain, you are the ringmaster of the
ring announcer during when Spider-Man's trying to, you know, dress up as a spider.
And you give him his name.
So I name him. Part two,
yeah.
I'm the snooty usher.
Right.
You're a cameo in length.
Yeah.
But technically, I did not let Peter Parker in the theater to see Mary Jane in a play for the first time because he was late. So I'm the only character who's ever defeated Spider-Man.
That's true.
No, that's true. I don't like to brag on myself, but, you know, part three, I'm the French maitre d'.
Oh, right, yes.
Spider-Man, a.k.a. Peter Parker, he comes to me for advice and help and counsel.
I remember, for example, your great love scene in Army of Darkness, the entire dialogue of which if I remember, "Give me some sugar."
Give me some sugar, baby.
Excuse me. And that, of course, is the touch that makes it romantic.
But I want to say this. "Give me some sugar, baby" has some power.
It does.
I met a guy who thanked me for saying that line.
Yeah.
He was working in Beijing, China.
Yeah.
And he had that line translated into Mandarin. Mm. I'm not making any of this up.
All right, go on.
He went into a bar, and he said, you know, presumably whatever it sounded like. I don't want to imitate what it would sound like. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he got lucky. So I know that it has worldwide power, that line.
That's a pretty story, if I
remember. That is.
It's just true. I'm only speaking the truth.
Well, Bruce Campbell, we are delighted to have you with us. We have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Okay.
We're going to ask you three questions about Barbie and her history. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, and their home answering machine.
Very well.
Carl, who is actor Bruce Campbell playing for?
Bruce is playing for Greg Chain of St. Anthony, Idaho.
All right, ready to play?
Yes, of course, I'm very ready.
All right, here's your first question. Barbie's mother, if you will, was a woman named Ruth Handler. She was the co-founder of the Mattel Toy Company. She says that in creating Barbie, one feature of the doll was particularly important to young girls. What was it? A, that the doll's face not be smiling so that girls would learn they didn't need to be cheerful all the time. B, that the doll be sold eventually not just with purses and hairbrush accessories, but with tools and weapons. Or C, that the doll have large breasts so as to help the girl's self-esteem.
I'm going with C.
You are correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It was Ms. Handler's insight that little girls would want to play with adult dolls, and it was important that the adult woman, she felt, have a full figure so as to seem mature and confident. There you are. All right, this is very good. Here's your second question. Life hasn't always gone so smoothly for Barbie. In the 90s, Mattel faced controversy over Barbie's new friend, Share a Smile Becky, who was in a pink wheelchair. What was the problem? A, Barbie's dream house did not meet ADA requirements for accessibility. Becky's wheelchair couldn't fit through the door. B, Share a Smile Becky was not in fact smiling. Or C, Becky's odd Barbie-like proportions made her top heavy in the wheelchair, and it regularly flipped over backwards.
Well, I'm going to go with logic here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, that the wheelchair could not fit through the doorway of Dreamhouse.
Technically, that someone did the calculations and they went, sorry, that wouldn't fly.
You're exactly right. That's
Thank
what happened.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
Thank you, everyone.
You're good at this. We have one more question to go. One way Mattel is celebrating Barbie's 50th birthday is by making what one-of-a-kind special edition Barbie? Was it A, the Jessica Simpson Super Pop Star Supreme Barbie, B, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel Barbie, or C, Alms to the Poor Barbie based on Mother Teresa?
You know, I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C?
Yeah.
The Mother Teresa Barbie.
Yeah, because it's about compassion, and that's important.
I'm afraid the answer was actually B, German Chancellor Angela Merkel Barbie.
My goodness.
The doll has Merkel's hair and trademark dark suit, but observers
wow.
note... It's much thinner than the actual
and
chancellor.
And does the doll flinch when George Bush grabs it from
yeah,
behind?
I know. Carl, how did Bruce Campbell do on our show?
Well enough, Peter. Bruce had two correct answers, so he wins for Greg Chain.
Very good. Congratulations, Greg. You deserve it, Greg.
He does. Bruce Campbell is one of the stars of Burn Notice on the USA Network and the star of the Evil Dead movies. His new movie, My Name is Bruce, is out now on DVD. Bruce Campbell, thank you so much
thank
for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye, Bruce.